రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 25-26. జలౌకషాం జలే యద్వన్
జలౌకషాం జలే యద్వన్
జలౌకషాం జలే యద్వన్
జలౌకషాం జలే యద్వన్
మహాంతో దంతి అణీయశః
మహాంతో దంతి అణీయశః
మహాంతో దంతి అణీయశః
మహాంతి దని అణీయశః
దుర్బలాన్ బలినో రాజన్
దుర్బలాన్ బలిరా నో రాజన్
దుర్బలాన్ బలినో రాజన్
దుర్బలాన్ బలినో రాజన్
మహాంతో బలినో మితః
మహాంతో బలినో మితః
మహాంతో బలినో మితః
మహాంతో బలినో మితః
ఏవం బలిష్ఠైర్ యదుభిర్
ఏవం బలిష్ఠే యదుభిర్
ఏవం బలిష్ఠైర్ యదుభిర్
ఏవం బలిష్ఠే యదుభిర్
మహద్భిర్ ఇతరాన్ విభుః
మహాన్
మహద్భిర్ ఇతరాన్ విభుః
మహాన్ బలినో
మతిరాః విభుర్ యదున్ యదుభిర్ అన్యోన్యం యదున్ యదుభిర్ అన్యోన్యం
యదున్ యదుభిర్ అన్యోన్యం
భూభారాన్ సంజహర ఆరహ
భూభారాన్ సంజయహారహ
భూభారాన్ సంజయహారహ
భూభారాన్ సంజయహారహ
జలౌకషాం
జలౌకషాం
ఆఫ్ ద అక్వాటిక్స్
ఆఫ్ ద అక్వాటిక్
జలే
జలే
ఇన్ ద వాటర్
ఇన్ ద వాటర్
యద్వత్
యద్వత్
యాజ్ ఇట్ ఇస్
యాజ్ ఇట్ ఇస్
మహాంత
మహాంత
ద లార్జర్ వన్
ద లార్జర్ వన్
అదంతి
అదంతి
స్వాలోస్
స్వాలోస్
అణీయశః
అణీయశః
స్మాలర్ వన్స్
స్మాలర్ వన్స్
దుర్బలాన్
దుర్బలాన్
ద వీక్
ద వీక్
బలినః
బలినః
ద స్ట్రాంగర్
ద స్ట్రాంగర్
రాజన్
రాజన్
ఓ కింగ్
ఓ కింగ్
మహాంతః
మహాంతః
ద స్ట్రాంగెస్ట్
the strongest
balinaha
balinaha
less strong
less strong
mithaha
mithaha
in a duel
in a duel
evam
evam
thus
thus
balishthai
balishthe
by the strongest
by the strongest
yadubihi
yadubihi
by the descendants of yadu
by the descendants of yadu
mahatbihi
mahatbihi
one who has greater strength
one who has greater strength
itaran
itaran
the common ones
the common ones
vibhu
vibhu
the supreme personality of godhead
the supreme personality of godhead
yadun
yadun
all the yadus
all the yadus
yadubihi
yadubihi
by the yadus
by the yadus
anyanyam
anyanyam
among one another
among one another
భూభారాన్
భూభారాన్
ద బర్డన్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్ల్డ్
ద బర్డన్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్ల్డ్
సంగ్యహారా
సంగ్యహారా
యాజ్ అన్లోడెడ్
యాజ్ అన్లోడెడ్
హా
హా
ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్
ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్
జయ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్
ఓ కింగ్ యాజ్ ఇన్ ద ఓషియన్ ద బిగర్ అండ్ స్ట్రాంగర్ అక్వాటిక్ స్వాలో అప్ ద స్మాలర్ అండ్ వీకర్ వన్స్ So also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to lighten the burden of the earth, has engaged the stronger Yadu to kill the weaker and the bigger Yadu to kill the smaller. Please repeat. O King,
O King,
as in the ocean,
as in the ocean,
the bigger and stronger aquatics,
the bigger and stronger aquatics,
swallow up the smaller and weaker ones,
the smaller and weaker ones,
So also, the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
to lighten the burden of the earth,
to lighten the burden of the earth,
has engaged the stronger Yadu to kill the weaker and the bigger Yadu to kill the smaller. Purport. In the material world, the struggle for existence and survival of the fittest are lost, because in the material world there is disparity between conditioned souls due to everyone's desire to lord it over the material resources. This very mentality of lording it over the material nature is the root cause of conditioned life. And to give facility to such imitation lords, the illusory energy of the Lord has created disparity between conditioned living beings by creating the stronger and the weaker in every species of life. The mentality of lording it over the material nature and the creation has naturally created a disparity, and therefore the law of struggle for existence. In the spiritual world there is no such disparity, nor is there such a struggle for existence. In the spiritual world there is no struggle for existence, because everyone there exists eternally. There is no disparity, because everyone wants to render service to the Supreme Lord, and no one wants to imitate the Lord in becoming the beneficiary. The Lord, being creator of everything, including the living beings, factually is the proprietor and enjoyer of everything that be, but in the material world, by the spell of Maya or illusion, this eternal relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is forgotten. And so, the living being is conditioned under the law of struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swamin Iti Namine Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jalau Kasam Jale Yadvan Mahanto Danti Aniyasaha Durbalan Balino Rajan Mahanto Balino Mithaha Evam Balishthair Yadubhir Mahadbir Itaran Vibuhu Yadun Yadubhir Anyonyam Bhubharan Sangyaharaha. O King, as in the ocean the bigger and stronger aquatics swallow up the smaller and weaker ones, so also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to lighten the burden of the earth, has engaged the stronger Yadu to kill the weaker, and the bigger Yadu to kill the smaller. In the previous verse, Arjuna was telling about how the Yadavas, the Dwarkavasis, were fighting with each other. And now he is giving a beautiful example, you know, like we know this. We always say that the bigger fish swallows the smaller fish. We see that. That's their food. So that is, Srila Prabhupada explains so beautifully, that in this material world, we came here from the spiritual world because we wanted to lord it over. We wanted to enjoy like Krishna. Krishna is the only enjoyer, we keep saying that, and it's a true fact. Facts are always true. So when we say that, that means, are we not enjoying? We have so-called enjoyment, you know, because especially when we say that material enjoyment. Yes, when we serve Krishna, and then Krishna is pleased, then we enjoy naturally. Like, you know, when you water the roots and then the whole tree gets it, and then everybody is happy, you know. Nice green leaves, flowers, fruits, either you water or Krishna waters, you know, because you cannot water all the trees. We don't have the capacity. We can't water our own trees in our own yard. You know, for that also we sometimes engage somebody else. So, this tendency of lording it over is there in all the species. Not that, you know, when we came from the spiritual world, we directly became human being. We passed through so many, and there everybody had this tendency, you know. You can see that stronger lion and the stronger elephant and the bigger elephant, you know, like everybody is trying to lord it over because there is a struggle, you know, because we think that if I capture that, then I can do better. If I capture this, then I can do better. You know, like that. If I have two houses, then I have no problem. If I have three cars, then, you know, everybody in the house can have a car. And when the bill comes, you become morose. So, why did I buy this? So, like that. There is a continuous struggle in the material world. And because of that, Krishna created this disparity. Because he knew that. Otherwise, how your desire will be satisfied, you know. The small one also thinks that one day I will become big, and then I will take my revenge, I will do something, you know. He's always waiting for the opportunity. All of us are waiting for an opportunity. But once we take up to the devotional service, and then by the grace of Krishna we reach the spiritual world, one of the dhams, then this problem goes. Anyway, the name itself is Vaikuntha, no misery. So all our miseries have gone, and then we serve Krishna. That's the difference. You know, why do we want to go back to Krishna? I can serve him here also, but here there are so many obstacles in my service. Adhyatmika, Adibhautika, Adik Devika. Three miseries always chasing us. This morning, I think there is some earthquake in India. India-Pakistan border or something, Pakistan-Afghanistan border, somewhere. So I was reading that, you know, some people were affected, you know. They thought that everything is dancing in their house. Adi Daivika. Adi Bhautika. Everything around us. The people we deal with, the insurance companies and the mosquitoes and the dogs, stray dogs in India. I mean, all these create problems. And then we suffer on our own. I want to do this, I want to have that. This is the problem. This is, you know, this man is bad, that man is good. You know, we just keep on troubling our mind. Because somebody told us that empty mind is devil's workshop. So how do you fill that empty mind? Not by all this material jugglery. The best way is to surrender to Krishna and engage your body, mind and thoughts and words into His service. Tana mana vacha. People say dhana. Dhana, okay, everybody doesn't have it. But everybody has a tana, body, mana, mind and vacha, words. That's all. If three things you engage, when we say body, every part of the body, you know, all the senses. Like Amrish Maharaj. That is the key. If you can achieve that, then all these bigger, smaller. Here in the material world, when we are in the neophyte stage, then we still have this problem, you know, bigger devotee, smaller devotee, oh, he is very advanced devotee, exalted devotee, we say that, all that, you know. Oh, I am so small. It's good to feel insignificant. That brings you humility, but at the same time you be real. Are we really humble? Yes, if we are, then you are already a devotee. That the one of the 26 qualities of the devotee is to be humble. And that's the one of the foremost qualities, not that, you know, that comes at the end or something like that. No, foremost. So we learn something new every day, as I said. And Bhagavatam is so practical, it gives so many wonderful examples. So thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. I will meet tomorrow. Hari Bol.